إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the highlights or signs of today, the times, is the way in which we are engaged with earning a living. We have made earning a living the supreme purpose of our life. Everything that we do in our lives seems to be aimed only at this, earning a living. I am not saying this is wrong or haram, but it is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have created you only for our worship. Allah said, we have not created the insan and the jinn for anything other than our worship. Allah did not say, we created you for you to earn your living. But all our things, if you look at it, we educate our children with that focus. Subjects they choose, we look at it only in terms of how much money can he make. If your child, for example, wants to study art, you will say, this is nonsense, you will not make money, you will starve, forget art. No need. What money will you make as a painter? You study engineering or you study medicine or IT or something. Everything we do is focused at that. Our whole day begins and ends with our so-called working hours. And the working hours is something we spend in earning a living. Our entire life revolves around this earning a living. So there's so much of tension and so much of pressure with regard to earning. Now, even in question of earning a living, what we are earning is not a living. Because alhamdulillah, most of us have jobs and most of us have property and income, where even if we don't work for the rest of our lives, there is enough money to sustain. But we never stop. We continue and we go on and we go on, and this is a race, and this is a never-ending race. There is no end to this race, just continues over and over again. Now, instead of all this tension, I am not saying one should not make an effort. One should make an effort. One should make a reasonable effort. Not an effort which leaves you completely exhausted without time for anything else. Our schedules are such that we have no time for reflection. We have no time for even the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except the fard salah if we do. Other than that, we have no time for nawafil. After we pray fard, we have no time to sit and make dhikr, which is the mazlum dhikr of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have no time to make dua. We have no time to pray sunnah. We pray fard and we run. And so, no time for that. No time for tazkiyatun nafs. No time for reflection and thinking about my life. Where is my life going? What is happening? Nothing. The whole time is only focused on this. Now, this is not, Allah did not tell us to do this. So, making a reasonable effort is one thing. And getting involved in such a way that there is no time for anything useful. We don't have time for reading. You know, how much of reading do we do on a daily basis? I'm not even talking about reading, you know, some classical text or something. I'm just even entertainment reading, just some fiction or something. No time. We have no time to do that. The whole time is only involved in whatever we define as earning a living. And this is the generally this is the life of most people. In the world, illa mashallah, except those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed. Otherwise, everyone is just engaged in this. Going to work, coming back from work, getting exhausted and so on. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us to do this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for His purpose, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what to do if we have stress and if we have issues and if we have problems of how to earn a living. First and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned what do you do if you have difficulties and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. So the first thing to do is make istighfar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are having difficulties with earning a living, with getting a job, with salaries and so on and so forth, the first thing to do is make tawbah. Make tawbah al-istighfar. Now you might say, well, I did not commit any sin. You all commit sins. You all commit sins of ghaflat. being ghafil from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sin. It's a major issue. I mean, Allah has not prescribed some punishment for ghaflat, but that does not mean that to be ghafil from Allah is okay. It's not okay. Because Allah created us for His worship, then how can we say that not having the thought of Allah in our heads and our minds, this is okay? How can it be okay? It cannot be okay. So therefore, ghaflat is, so any difficulty in life, whether it is in terms of your ma'ash, in terms of earning a living and salary and money or other family issues and so on, first thing to do is make tawbah. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Nuh alayhi salam is saying to his people, make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, He is the one who forgives. So more and more istighfar, until your problem is solved. Make lots of istighfar. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارَ وَيُمْدِتُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِهُ وَبَنِينَهُ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Nuh alayhi salam is saying to his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do this istighfar, you make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send you rain and give you gardens and children and so on and so on. So all matters related to our life in terms of money and family issues and whatnot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah solve it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, enjoin salah on your family and on your followers and stay firm on that. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Enjoin salah on yourself, obviously, and your family and your mutaliqeen, whoever is your followers, and be firm on it. لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك والعاقبة للتقوى. Allah said, we do not ask you for rizq, we give you rizq, and the aqibat is for the muttaqun, the good ending, the promise of Jannah, the promise of wellness in the akhirah is for the people of taqwa. So enjoining of salah, our own salah as well as the salah of our family and so on and so forth. So this is the other issue, which is that when we leave the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's something that we have lost touch for so long that we have forgotten this. There is a cost to pay for not praying. I'm not talking about punishment from Allah, azab. I'm saying there is a cost to pay for not praying. If you don't pray, or your family does not pray, or people who are in your care, if they do not pray, I'm talking to Muslims, I'm not saying force salah on the non-Muslims, but the Muslims, if they don't pray, you know, your employees and so on, they leave salah. This has an effect on you, it has an effect on your earning, it has an effect on your business, it has an effect on your whole family. So it's not okay. For example, it's very common in many of our homes, we have servants, and including in Ramadan, for example, we have servants, and in Ramadan, we get involved in, all kinds of complicated iftars and so on and so forth, and those servants are engaged in cooking and whatnot, and they don't pray, the salah time comes and goes. Now, you get all nicely dressed up and you go for Taraweeh or you go for salah and so on, the servant you don't bother, the servant does not even pray, or he or she is cooking in the house or cleaning the house. This is a musibah. This is a terrible thing. Because first of all, the servant is not praying. Secondly, the servant is not praying because you are forcing them to work during praying time. You are not giving them time to take off and say their salah. You don't even remind them. Did you pray? Did you not pray? Why are you not praying? Go and pray. No. Many times we see, even here, you see some of the drivers just sitting there, they will not come for salah. Minimum, I'm not saying force him or sack him or something, but at least tell the person to say, please go and pray, because of your not praying, it will affect my life. And it will affect. This will affect, not praying affects, not praying brings nahusat into the house. Not praying takes away your rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger comes upon us because we are not praying, or because our people who are under our care are not praying. It is the fard of the person who is paying those salaries, who is providing sustenance for the sustenance comes from Allah, but it's coming through you. So your family, you are responsible. It's your responsibility to make sure that they are praying and they are praying on time. Again, I'm not saying you have to beat them or something. You don't have to do all that, but remind them, tell them that unless you pray, you will not do. The one very dear friend of ours, he used to tell his sons, if you don't go and pray in the masjid, I will not eat food. He would not eat food. He would say, I will not eat. Unless you pray, I will not eat. Alhamdulillah, they all do go and pray and all that. Once in a while, somebody would have missed it. Did you go to pray today? No, okay, I'm not eating. He's not punishing him. He's punishing myself. It's my fault because I could not teach you how to pray. So do something in this context. So especially if there are issues of difficulties of ma'ishat and so on, lot of istighfar and sticking to salah, making sure that we are praying, that our salah is of good quality, that we have khushu in the salah and so on. And then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of his rizq. Because Allah is saying very clearly, stick to salah, we will feed you. We don't ask you to feed us, we will feed you. Very clearly, very clear connection between salah and rizq and rozi. So zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tawbah. These are the two so-called secrets of prosperity, inshallah, in this dunya wal akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya rahmatullah.